Is it possible
to feel like you belong somewhere,
but then also nowhere?
Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that?
Somewhere. The place that is home. Lagos sun on my face, blaring horns in traffic, yelling from bus drivers and conductors, the waves of the sea crashing back and forth into my feet. A platter of grilled fish and fried plantain in the arms of my grandma, in a selfie with my dad's sister playing Ayo on the floor, at lunch with my mom's sister, brunch with the cousins as we talk about what was and how things have changed, and then pictures with uncles and aunties and friends turned family somewhere is. Being under the same roof as my parents and my sisters as we were before. That somewhere is the home I now long for. And nowhere. Nowhere to belong. Nowhere to feel belonging outside of what was. Outside of once a year, out of my grandma's arms, out of Lagos sun, out of Lagos traffic. No lunch at my auntie's, not under the same roof as Sheun Shayo, mommy and daddy. Or at brunch with the cousins, away from everything that is important to me is. Nowhere.
What the hell is
it? It's
on. It's not. Is this, wait, it's on.
Press it.
Okay.
Oh, baby girl.
Then there's the gift that is the sky. The only place where I truly feel free and a sense of belonging, outside of somewhere. There's something about being so high up that makes me most comfortable. Is it the vastness of the clouds? Or the blue-colored hues? Or is it the distance and separation from somewhere and nowhere that leave me making a home of the sky? I'd rather be somewhere, but if I were to pick between nowhere and the sky, I'd settle in the sky. Keep my head in the clouds, away from the pain of leaving loved ones behind and going to a place where they aren't.
Yes. Say hello.
Hello. Okay, these are fishermen. They are relying on the waves.